Welcome to another week here of Who's Gonna Win Week 2 Edition. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and unfortunately we're only with Jim in spirit as he is out sick this week. So I feel like that changes the dichotomy of what we're trying to do here, gentlemen.
A little different dynamic this week, right?
I don't know how we'll do as a trio, but hopefully things will go well. Once again, we'd always like to say thank you to Fairway and Rush GPA for sponsoring us here on Who's Gonna Win. It was quite the week for Mr. Parks as he went 8-0. They're in first place, but not by much, as there is a three-way tie for second with myself, Matt, and Jim all at 7-1. It's going to be another great week of Who's Going to Win. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back here to Who's Going to Win. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field via text messaging. Gentlemen, welcome back here. How was your week, and how are you feeling about this weekend?
I'm feeling great. This is a nice way to start the Hoosman title defense, I think. We're going a nice 8-0 to start the year. Like it.
An impressive job there, Chris. Matt, you and I and Jim are all tied second place, only one game back. So I still have a lot of confidence in how this year is going to turn out.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with that. So wasn't expecting to go undefeated for the season.
That's true.
Well, with that, let's take a look at last week's picks and how those results turned out. With Arweva at Exira EHK, I was out on a limb and I was incorrect as Arweva won that contest. Then it was Booyer Valley at Griswold. Booyer Valley took care of business, and we all agreed there on Booyer Valley. Then Audubon at Cam, and that's where, Matt, you went out on a limb as Audubon won that one. West Monona versus Riverside. Riverside had no problems taking care of West Monona. That game was a blowout. AHSTW at Tri-Center. The Vikings got the dub there, and we all picked the Vikings to win. Then Underwood at Van Meter. Jim went with Underwood out on a limb. He was incorrect as Van Meter won. Then Lewis Central at Harlan. We all agreed that Lewis Central would win. And Clark at Atlantic. We had faith in the Trojans, and they provided. So it looks like the pattern was if you went out on a limb, it got you in trouble last week. At least for us, that were the limbers.
Yep. They are not strong limbs.
Not this week.
No, not at all. But looking at this week, we'll start with the eight-man games we have. Exira EHK at Stanton. And Chris, since you were our winner last week, why don't you start us off?
All right. I'll give her a shot here. Two teams that want to get back on track, so to speak, here. Rough start to the season for both of them, but I think both played fairly, solid opponents. Exira did win this game fairly handily last year. But the difference is some of the experience is back for Stanton this year. Gavin Ford at quarterback and then Jacob Martin at running back. They were able to do a little bit of damage, at least scored some points against a pretty good Lennox team last week. The fact that Exira EHK got shut out was pretty disheartening to me in that game. I think they've got a long ways to go in trying to, figure out who their pieces are. And the fact that this is a road trip, I'm just going to give the edge to the team that has a little bit more experience returning in Stanton. I think it'll probably be a close game, but I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Okay, you're going with Stanton. Jim, what did you have? I had Stanton. All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Care to elaborate on that? He will not. I just have a list of his picks. No script or no reasoning, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, does he usually have anything?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Wow, man.
He's not here, so I'm,
can't defend himself, so we've got to take our shots while we can. Yep.
Feeling ornery. With this game selection, I'm similar to you, Chris. This one was hard. I felt like there wasn't a decisive winner, and it was more of a coin toss. Both teams, as you noted, were coming off of a loss. Xira EHK, they were shut out by a really good Arweva team, 34-0. Stanton had that L from Lennox at 50-18. Neither offenses or defenses shine for me, but I do know that Stan can score. They're at home. As you saw, Jacob Martin had 19 carries, 85 yards, and a touchdown run. And then Simon Showalter had 7 receptions, 40 yards, and 1 touchdown. So I'm taking the Vikings on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Vikings as well. I think Xira EHK, they're still trying to find that identity in there. Going to be switching things around. Kilworth started quarterback last week. Going to put in a new quarterback this week. Try to with Bryce Brown. And so I think they're just kind of still feeling themselves out as a young team. So I'm going to go with the Vikings with their returning guys that gathered some experience last year, and they're all still there. So Vikings.
Okay, that's a clean sweep there for Stanton. We're all picking them to win against Xira EHK and get their first win of the year. Next up is Cam at Griswold. And Jim, you are slated to go first, and your pick was Cam. Even though I could, if I wanted to, say Griswold for Jim.
Got the wrong color of blue.
For this one, you know, like I said last week, this year's Griswold team is getting better, and they're going to get a few wins on the year. Still, I think Cam is more talent and are hungrier to get their first win of the year. That loss against Audubon stung, but they proved to me that the Cougars can find ways to score outside of Chase Speaker. Watching Caden Winther play, he has plenty of speed, some good acceleration. Last week, he had 6 carries, 87 yards, and 1 touchdown. So only as a sophomore, there's a lot of potential for him. And for Cam, don't forget, Barry Bauer has a lot of experience. And I see that as players buy into what he is coaching. So I have Cam winning as well. Matt?
Yeah, I agree. There's been pretty well documented here early preseason. Griswold, with their number of kids out this year, increased numbers. A little more physical up there, up front. So I think in the experience they have coming back, definitely, like we said, they're going to have a decent season compared to the past. But at the end of the day, I think Cam, was come with a loss last week, but I think they still played pretty well. They'll get a few things figured out from week 1 to week 2. And so I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars on the road.
All righty. And Chris?
Real struggle again for Griswold to find the offense. And like you guys have alluded to, I think they'll get there from time to time. But, this is a pretty tough opponent still. That was a tough start for Cam. Good team that they had to play, and it just didn't go their way. Obviously, McCabe Paulson's going to need to improve. You know, they need to not make those kinds of mistakes with turning the ball over as much as they did. But I think Cam bounces back here this week and gets this win.
Okay, our first two games were all in unison. Then for our last one here of this segment, the 2-0 Colonesco Royals at the 1-0 Audubon Wheelers. And there was one adjective I think that describes this game perfectly, and that's a doozy. I think it's going to be pretty fun. They're two talented teams, both off to a great start. Colonesco's two wins were shutouts, combining for a score of 108-0. And those offensive numbers, you look at quarterback Jack Engel, he doesn't have a huge passing range. He only had 8 pass attempts and 4 completions for 67 yards, but he can carry the ball pretty well with 3 carries, 151 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And also with Brecken Klatt, the senior, the running back, 26 carries, 300 yards, 7 touchdowns. Really impressive. But for Audubon, what I saw last week when we were calling that game with myself and Seth Christensen, a former color commentator for you, Chris.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun getting to work with him.
I won't say anything about the quality, but yeah, he's done it before. No, that's a good guy.
Yes, he is. And with what I saw last week against Cam, winning in Anita is never easy. And Carson Wessel had some really nice passes. He went 6 for 10, 146 yards, 2 carries, 2 touchdowns. 198 yards on the ground with 1 rushing touchdown. And I like the home team. I think the strength of schedule is a little bit higher than the Royals, so I got Audubon winning this one. Matt?
Yeah, I think putting Wessel there at quarterback for Audubon has been a nice change. A lot of us thought Aaron Olson was going to be at quarterback like he has been the last few years, and so they've kind of switched it up, and it's great. They're kind of using their athletes in the positions to allow the team to succeed. Colonesco, a pretty solid group in there. Like you said there, Asa, the quarterback, does quite a bit for him. I think Colonesco's defense might be just a little bit tougher. At the end of the day, this will probably be Ottoman's one of their biggest challenges here on their schedule in the next few weeks. So I'm going to go with the visiting team. I'm going to go with Colonesco on this one. Yes.
Some disagreement. Right. Chris. Wow, spice it up. Spice the program up, Chris.
That's good. You know, I think this is fascinating, this game. When I was looking through the stats, obviously, trying to learn a little bit more about Colonesco, both these teams have done the same thing. Guys that were more of a running back are now the quarterback, and then the guy that was a running back, or, you know, the other way around, the quarterback went to running back. So it's been the opposite for each team. They both moved the guys around, and it seems to be working very well. The two opponents so far have not been much competition for Colonesco, so it's hard to take too much away from that. They won 108-0 combined in their first couple games. But for Ottoman, it was a nice test, obviously, there. This was a really close game last year. Ottoman won it by 4. And obviously, they bring back a good chunk of their experience, as does Colonesco. So I think this is going to be a good, like you said, kind of doozy, knockdown, drag out type of fight.
Barn burner, some would say.
Barn burner, yeah. I guess in this type of matchup early in the season, I am always kind of lean towards the home team, and that's where I'm going to go with this. I think it'll be close, but I think Ottoman pulls it out in front of those home Wheeler fans.
Well, and Jim had Ottoman down, so Matt, you're out on a limb, and as we saw last week, 0-3 there.
Not good.
Not a good sign. Well, let's take a break here from our sponsors, Rush CPA and Fairway. And we'll be back talking more about Earlham at ACGC, Riverside, AHSTW, and MVAOCOU at Missouri Valley.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win, Asa Lucas, with Matt Mullinax, Chris Parks, and Jim Field over the cellular network. Looking at our three games we got coming up.
From the ether.
We could have piped him in, yeah.
We could have, but you got to remember what resources we're working with here, gentlemen. This is not no Pat McAfee show.
All right, okay.
Sorry, Matt. I know you're used to bigger and brighter things. But our first game in this three-game segment we'll discuss is Earlham at ACGC. Both teams started off the year with a win. And, Matt, I want to task you with this one.
Okay, very good. Well, for one thing for sure in this game is there probably not going to be much passing.
No.
These two teams predominantly love to run the ball. And so that's definitely what you're going to see. They're not going to get away from it. On Earlham's side, Smith has been there, toting the ball for them up and down the field. Had a nice game last week in their victory. ACGC, when I did look up their stats, I was surprised to see that they threw the ball 5 times, though. I mean, mm-hmm. That was like crazy.
Might be a record.
And completed all 5 of them.
Yeah.
With 3 touchdowns. by the quarterback South, and then he also ran the ball for 137 yards.
Had a quarterback rating of over 200.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just a few players can probably say that.
They're in the club with Matt Mullinax.
Yes, of course, yes, because they took care of those stats back in the day. Ancient Rome.
Well, if they did, you would have been up to 300.
Sure, sure.
Where do I find the stone tile strips
with that? They cracked. Anyway, so with that being said, I'm going to go with ACGC, the home team. Pretty strong group this year.
Chris? What are you seeing when you look at these two?
Yeah, this is a fun game, I think, to start the year. ACGC did win last year in 2023. I think the returning experience definitely favors Earlham because they do have the quarterback and running back from last season, and Smith obviously is very talented. 237 yards, 3 touchdowns in that week 1 win over Central Decatur. And ACGC didn't get much of a test there from Ogden at all. So kind of tough that for those first games to see, how much these guys are going to stack up against a solid, tough opponent. I don't know. Again, I guess my theme is who's got the experience early in the season. I think this is another one that's probably going to come down to the wire, but I'm going to go the other way. I think the road team squeaks one out here in this one. I'm going to go with Earlham.
Okay, going with Earlham. Jim had here ACGC, so it's up to me to put you out on a limb or not, Chris. And I like talking about stats. I think that's important to look at. So what I was able to dig up, and you've already talked about, both of you have talked about it, I see these are two very run-heavy offenses, and the only real difference when you look at stats is that ACGC has a little more confidence in their pass game. We talked about Jason South, the senior. He went 5 for 5, 129 yards, 3 touchdowns, over 137 rushing yards, and then 3 touchdowns while scrambling. And Earlham does have a nice rushing attack with Caleb Smith, 19 carries, 237 yards, and 3 touchdowns. But my deciding factor for this is the home team and a multi-dimensional offense. So I have the Chargers winning this one. Chris, you are out.
You got on my first one limb. Of those nasty limbs. All right.
Next up, we have Riverside at AHSTW. And Chris, start us off.
Should be another good game here. Riverside off to a strong start. As we expected, Jackson Gordon again putting up numbers, 185 yards, 4 touchdowns on 15 carries, and doing good work there for him. The Schoenrock kid did pretty well at the quarterback spot as well. HSTW, maybe a little bit surprising. I think at the end of the day, I think Tri-Center is going to be a little bit tougher than we thought to begin with, but they did. HSTW struggled, had to come back to win the game. Ken Masukup had a pretty decent game, and he had to take the workload. I guess I haven't done enough research to know what's exactly going on with Mr. Sternberg. Didn't have much of a presence there last week for the Vikings. But again, home field, and the fact that I think there are a few more weapons out there for HSTW is going to give them a slight edge in this game, but it's going to be another tough one for him. But I'm going to go with HSTW.
All righty, we'll mark that down. And Jim himself had AHSTW, so that is 2 for 2 for the Vikings. Senior quarterback Camden Sukup had quite the night there, completed 12 passes, over 158 yards last Friday, rushed for 126 yards and 2 touchdowns. You look at his favorite target there, Caden Baxter, 6 catches, 77 yards, and the Vikings were averaging 6.28 yards per play on Friday. So against a good Tri-Center team, I think that makes a difference. But a blowout win is going to give you a lot of confidence. Riverside had 504 total yards. I mean, their ground game at 383 yards, 7 touchdowns on 33 carries. We've talked about Jackson Gordon. We know how talented he is. 15 carries, 185 yards in 4 scores, but not 7 years ago. It's going to be a really fun one to watch. I wish we could be there for it and cover it, but I'm really excited about the game we are covering this Friday. So I'm going to go with AHSTW. I just like the experience of going and playing a more competitive program and realizing how hard high school football really is. Matt,
all right,
down to you.
Well, look forward to this game every year. They play for the Chucky Doll.
The Chucky Doll.
Chucky Doll is up for grabs. Over the past 12 years, that's belonged to HSTW, 10-2 on there. So there's a little bit of favoritism there. But, yeah, Riverside picked up a nice win last week. That's definitely what they needed to get their season started here. So, Gordon, did what he needed to. They're going to keep the ball on the ground as much as they can. I just think at the end of the day, though, HSTW has a few more weapons in there. And I think, like I said, Tri-Center was a pretty good opponent they had to come back from and win. I think Sternberg is going to be a little bit healthier this week. So I'm going to go with the Vikings at home.
All righty, clean sweep. And our last game for this segment, MVA-OC-OU, started off the year with a win on the road at Missouri Valley, who lost their first game. Jim, you are slated to go first. And as Jim would say in his classic demeanor, he'll go with the alphabet soup team.
Oh, I don't have enough space in my square.
No. Got to write in size 4 or 2 font. Yeah, that's pretty difficult.
You can't just write MV down either. That's what stinks. I mean,
yeah, because that could be both, Missouri Valley or maybe, yeah. Huh.
I'm up next, and right off the bat, I don't love the blowout loss by Missouri Valley. 40-0 against Logan Magnolia is a tough look. I do think the Rams have some good confidence with their victory against Westwood and will rely on the legs of Luther Cameron. 18 carries, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns. Give me the Rams. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Rams as well. I didn't really look into this one too much. I know Missouri Valley's got new coach up there, new staff, some new life being, breathed into the program. But at the end of the day, I think the Rams just have too much coming back from what I did look at. So I'm going to go with them, even though it's on the road.
And Mr. Parks.
And more towns can beat one.
Yeah. Unify, bring them all together.
Ganging up on them. Both teams that struggled last year, both went 1-8. But I did note right away a lot more returning experience for the Rams. They bring back quite a bit from last year, including the quarterback and then Cameron, as you mentioned already. Missouri Valley, really young team. And from what I saw there, not a very large roster either. So it's not a deep team at all. That's tough to overcome in any level of high school football. So that's going to be a problem for them all year long, I think. And I'm going to go with alphabet soup as well.
So with our 3-game selection in this segment with Earlham at ACGC, Chris, you are out on a limb with Earlham. The rest of us chose the Chargers. Then a Riverside against AHSTW. We all have the Vikings. And MVA-OC-OU at Missouri Valley. That is all in unison with the Rams winning that one. We got one more break coming up on the way, sponsored by Fairway and Rush CPA. When we return, we'll talk about Dennison Schleswig at Harlan and Atlantic at Glenwood.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return and will scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy 3, get 3 free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy 3. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome to our last segment here on Week 2 edition of Who's Gonna Win? Ace Lucas, Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and unfortunately no Jim Field with us this week. Little under the weather, he should be back and stronger than ever, though, for next week's Who's Gonna Win?
Oh, he's probably home getting rested up for the weekend.
Well, the Hawkeyes are very important.
Yeah,
in the field.
I thought we'll get to that later here, but
we will. We'll remind me to circle back on that. I'll be more than happy to.
It's our tiebreaker.
Yeah, we got to pick it.
Oh, that's true. That is
we
right.
We have to pick it. Yeah,
that's right. We have Dennison Schleswig at Harlan, and with the schedule, I am going first. Statistically, when I was looking at this one, the Monarchs have the better numbers on offense. Harlan only managed to get a touchdown against Lewis Central last Friday, and that concerns me. But it wasn't a walk in the park for Dennison Schleswig either against a TJ team that is still winless to start the year. Not to mention, when I was looking at this, that the all-time series is 13-1 in Harlan's favor. So I'm going to go with the Cyclones.
All right, it's a good call, Asa. Good call on that one.
Haven't been here for too long, but I'm starting to learn the history of Southwest Iowa high school football.
Yeah, it's at home at Merrill Field. Yeah, I just the Cyclones, had a tough ball game last week there. I think they had some drives, just didn't materialize into points for them. You know, and they are replacing quite a few athletes, especially on the defensive side. So I think they're going to, you know, a little bit of a learning curve here as they go along. Dennison did have a nice game. We're able to put up some big numbers there last week. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to go with the Harlan Cyclones.
All righty, Chris.
Yeah, you know, one of those games I think that this early in the year you would normally just think automatically Harlan blowout, but maybe a little bit more testy this time around. I think Dennison can give him a little bit of a run probably for a while. Cole Kastner had a nice night there against TJ with 202 yards on the ground, a couple touchdowns, and Blaine Grady, their quarterback, also threw for a couple scores. So they did well in their first game of the year. But yeah, Harlan, you know, it's easy to look at that and say, oh, well, they, you know, lost big, but they lost to the defending state champions in 4A, and they're a pretty solid team again there this year. So not too much to hang your head about there. I think Harlan will figure it out. They'll come along. Arkfeld will start to get some confidence there at quarterback once he's playing somebody other than Lewis Central. And yeah, you don't pick against the Cyclones at home. So, Harlan.
Next up is Jim, who also picked Harlan. So we are 4-0 there with Dennison Schleswig at Harlan. Our last game for this week's edition of Who's Going to Win, Atlantic at Glenwood. And Matt, you are our starter.
I get the first pick on this one, huh? Well, at Glenwood, I played a very tough ball club in Sioux City East. They have some good size, good speed on the edge. You're just returning a lot of athletes there. So Glenwood, right out of the gates, just kind of ran into a buzzsaw, much improved Sioux City East team up there. A couple of things, probably offense. I think they're still trying to find their identity. You know, how are they going to play after the graduation of Caden Anderson? Somebody that was, you know, pretty good sized quarterback in there, was able to throw the ball very efficiently for them anytime they wanted to. Also could be a running threat. So, I still think they're trying to find that identity and how they're going to move the ball down the field in there as they replace some key components, especially up front. They lost a lot of starters. They just had a big senior class last year, and so the defense, pretty solid up front. Four down linemen, linebackers are always pretty solid for them. They like to fly around in there. So it'll be an interesting ball game. Atlantic, this will be their big first test. They're much improved this year. Size up front as well, I think, matches. Doubt to see them go away from their ground and pound running game. So I think it'll be a good ball club, and I think this is one that Atlantic can come out on top. Go with the Trojans on the road.
I like it. I like it. Chris, what are you seeing in your crystal ball?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, so to speak, but
but he has that hometown heart, you know.
I do have that hometown heart, you know, the Glenwood Rams.
I mean, well, not to mention the swagger you carry within yourself
every time you come in.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They remember all those times that we didn't win when I was around. it's a much different place these days. But, yeah, so much lost. I mean, every level you look at for Glenwood, they lost, like, a key piece. You know, either a guy they were going to throw to, guy they were going to hand it off to, or the guy that was going to throw it. That offense is totally new. They're big up front, but it's, from what I watched a little bit there in that game, it struggled maybe to move real quickly as well. So I think they're going to struggle on that regard. I think it's advantageous for Atlantic that they have played those two games now. They've got a couple under their belt, feeling good about how things have gone so far, built their confidence, even though maybe the opponents weren't that great. But I think with that ground game, it's been a while since the Trojans have been able to beat Glenwood, and I think this is a prime opportunity for that to happen, and I do think Atlantic's going to win. I'm going to take the Trojans.
Okay, 2-for-2 with Atlantic. Jim had down Atlantic winning this one, and he also made sure to pass on this note. Matt, make it happen. Jim made sure that I relayed that message to you.
What do I have to do with it?
Listen, don't shoot the messenger here. I am just communicating. Atlantic at Glenwood. This is going to be a close game. I really like the strong start by the Trojans going 2-0. A lot of success with the run game, as we've talked about. You look at rushing yards with Tyson O'Brien, 35 carries, 350 yards, 3 touchdowns. And let's give a little credit there to Tristan Hayes, who's done a nice job with passing. You know, 5-for-7, 162 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Glenwood's opening loss was against a good Sioux City East team, as we all commented. Don't let the score there fool you. They do have good size up front on both sides of the ball, especially that center position. He's, if I remember correctly, 6'6", 300 pounds, maybe a little bit bigger at 315. But like 2014, I see the Trojans getting a close win. Maybe not 7-6, but I think Atlantic's going to come out on top. Our last two games, we all agree, Harlan's beating Denison Schleswig, and the Trojans on the road get the dub against Glenwood. I'm Asa Lucas here with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, Jim Field. Gentlemen,
we got our tiebreaker.
Oh, and I absolutely cannot forget. Let's.
I know he's new to the state still.
Absolutely,
he's just oblivious to the week, yeah, man. Come on, we need to get him some either there's red and gold or some black and gold, so he just kind of remembers.
All righty, well, we'll start with Jim first, and I'll just tell you, Jim has the Hawkeyes winning.
Crazy.
Isn't that unbelievable? And I'll get an official score from him later, but I can already tell you that.
Before the game. Try that before. Make sure he gets it.
Yeah, that would be
game.
Good.
Chris, who do you got?
Who do I got?
And what's the score there?
We know how this always goes.
Yeah.
But
I love the look of desperation.
But you got to give a little analysis, right?
So, that's right.
Obviously, concerning for Iowa State on the defensive side. There are some linebackers that are injured, including a star in Caleb Bacon that's not going to be able to play. So that's tough. Iowa will be able to run the ball a little bit because of that, I think. But unlike years past, I don't think the defense has to make incredible plays in order to get a win in this one, because I think the offense is going to have some success. Rocco Becht, I think, greater than Cade McNamara. So I think the passing game's going to work out. Wasn't an overwhelming performance in week one, but when he threw to Jalen Noll and Jaden Higgins, he was 10 for 10 for 229 and two scores. So I think that's what they're going to do, is throw to their guys on the outside. So I'm going to go with Iowa State to win this one. They won Kinnick a couple years ago. Going to do it again. I'm going to go 38 total points. So they're going to hit that over by a hair.
Okay, 38 total.
24-14 Clones.
Matt, what are you looking
at? It's only because I was going to pull their weight and score some points.
They used them all up last week.
Oh,
they're like, that's like a 3-week quota.
Well, I've got Iowa, shocker. And I'm going to go with 45 points.
Wow, we're all following a trend here.
I'm going 45 points in there. Just because, Iowa State might score 6 points in there, so the rest of it will be defaulted to Iowa.
Now, Matt, you need to know, when we were having this conversation, I was formulating my strategy. So do not be offended when I tell you that I think Iowa State is going to get the win.
So you're really the only X factor in the group where we don't
Correct.
Know which way you're going to go.
That's true.
So you have
That's
brought
true.
A little bit to the game.
And I see a 24.
You said – Iowa State
okay. with a 24-22 right. win.
Sure.
So 46 total points. And that's what I got. Plus 46. Well, we'll make sure to get Jim's official records on this and know where he's going for. But I appreciate you joining me again, gentlemen. I apologize that we missed the giant presence of Jim Field. He is he'll be back next week. Matt, I know you had a very good chemistry with him. It's going to change up your game, but I'm sure we'll get it sorted. Once again, thank you for joining us here on week two of Who's Going to Win. We'll be back next Friday with some more picks along the way. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, Jim Field, and thank you to Rush, CPA, and Fairway for sponsoring our show.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.